goes to your college one day, where you're doing soft furnishing. You know, she's covering suites, chairs.
It's like
you say, once you're at a time, isn't it? That's what she said. She goes one day a week on a Monday when she doesn't do hair.
And she's still living here?
Yeah, and she's already upholstered a chair that she bought cheap, a nice Victorian type one, and she recovered it all.
Lovely. Have you been round to your cupboards today?
I had a quick look around, but there was nothing going on.
We've got much new stuff tomorrow.
See,
they're supposed to be
more
Christmassy stuff now, do they?
Well, we've got our video tape, our blank tape.
Oh, you've got them?
Yeah, we've got our battery.
And we just bought five. Last week, Dave bought from Tesco, didn't
they?
$9.99.
What am I?
Five, two, four, six. Yeah,
$1.99. That was a £1. I was working out that £5.40 for five. Only the bloke up Woking was selling our ones today. I saw him, he was selling for £1 each. Out of the 90p. Panasonic ones. And we bought a load of plugs, 30-amp plugs. And I checked all them out to make sure there was a scare on about plugs. And I checked all mine out, but mine have got the British standard number on, so they're all right.
It's just unfortunate, it's been this, the whole weekend of sort of shopping, and of course this was arranged, and going to the hospital on Friday.
Did you go Friday?
No, this Friday. I've got a dentist the following Tuesday. I had £2 for it this week, and I've got another Royal and Crown next week.
So where'd you go, to Peter's?
Thank you.
Thank you. her her name and see which one she's already got.
She wants
them too often.
Yeah, because the
look at the whatever's in it.
Four and eight. But 12 is
we were rushing to get ready, me and Dad to go out. And four of us did last year. So I took one when I come in, I'll take one now. We'll have three a day.
Yeah, that's very cheap, but I think it's
And then Pink picking up the high school. And I was going well to my top one. So start with the nice tree.
Now, this is for you. Yeah. Well, I signed up for Staines anyway. I could, yeah, I could still go for that.
Yeah, because that's under 17, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had much more
leave
out here, but
he
won't reach.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, well, I'll
just plan it and see how it goes. Are you going to show Dad all the things you bought?
A cup of tea and some toast.
I'll have a bit of toast.
Beautiful scenery, the fresh air and the breeze coming up on the lame fakes.
Yep. Polluting the air.
Yeah, and you're all suffering in there.
As usual. How did you not canoeing this morning? Didn't you hear the bathroom light go on this morning?
Yeah, but I went out to sleep at 6 o'clock. I got a pigeon, she's all about
20 past 9,
I forgot with the pigeon.
Wow.
I was up, bloody up past 3. The night before, I hadn't gone to sleep.
Oh, she's left it smoking out there. Go and blow it. No. That's the only problem with being a fireman. You pollute yourself with smoke. What time's that? Probably what's that? Oh, that's at the hospital.
Put your
cigarette out here, you put it out. Stinks. End up being sick. Pardon?
I bet as you went out to the garage, I bet you didn't bring the chicken back in, did you?
Oh, Dad, you're doing a roast dinner?
Well, I wasn't going to, but I...
I want it all ready then, not 5 o'clock or 4:30.
Oh, I suggest you phone up a restaurant and tell them.
No, I suggest you start cooking.
You start.
Why? No, yes, no. Please.
This is my day off.
Yes, please. Jesus, Mum.
Yeah, it's smoking.
So that's all coming from in there.
Did you put that fag out?
Yes. Jesus, Mum, what?
You can smell it from in there.
For looking sake.
Thank you. You shouldn't have to do it.
We're going to write to Father Christmas for a new wife and a new mum. See if he brings us one and don't smoke.
No fakes.
No, just be quiet. Smoke in your lungs.
Yeah, I wouldn't be coughing as much.
Hey, if you can get smoke fumes all the time,
I'd be alright.
It was just like living in Switzerland out there this morning. I was on my own, cool green grass, fresh air.
What's this?
Get those day nurses down. If you took your medicine regularly.
Now, bring them home to the old city, Steve.
But, and the other.
You're
okay. No. Strong.
Well, could you have to do the toast?
Well, I'm taping you at the moment. Just a bit of Marmite, please.
Sorry?
Yes, please. Please.
I had a beautiful bacon sandwich this morning, Dad. Yeah, it was rather expensive. Yes, please. What have I done? I've done what? Alright. Well, that's right then. As long as I don't get the blame for something I haven't done.
£4.
Thank you.
T-shirt, and that's just a clingy thing, isn't it?
It's a fairy.
And you do that underneath your cool body stuffings.
No, they're making fat holes in.
Oh.
No, she doesn't slip when they take it through.
Flynn's tracksuit. Strawberry shades.
No.
I have to try and find a t-shirt or something. He's giving them a Benetton. I'll put that label.
There's strawberry shades on there.
What's that then? Starbucks.
That's mine.
More than
this is what you call a t-shirt.
No, I get two.
$28.99.
They all wear these baggy clothes and people can't see them. Look at the first side. They all look big and muscular.
But you said they fit adults, this. For Laura.
Well, you're living on our hands. You want to feed your nose. Who are they for?
Laura.
Laura.
Jimmy's on.
What do you mean?
I'm sure she'd be able to move with him.
No, I've got her a box of wigs. I'm doing her a little box up with all the bits in. For 50p in a pound, I'm doing that up. And a hairband for her. I'm doing a little box of all the little bits and pieces in.
They're my frogs.
Yeah. I thought George she collects frogs for
Mum said.
She ran in for a frosh. I went to buy a Vicky something.
You got to buy a Vicky something, that?
Why?
Because she's from me something. Jim's.
Didn't like him then. did on the dot, well, 5 to 7, should we get?
Did
you?
Or something? Well, I'll divide that one. I can always be chucked. Yeah, I'll have my 6 or something later tonight.
Huh?
Chuck me up.
Well,
I'll
see how I feel. I'm tired.
Yeah.
You've got your own work to do.
Doing something like the poor guy.
You're going to be open for football till 4. You're going to have your dinner. What a bath.
Yeah, but I want to be going to school tomorrow.
Why?
Because my cup.
Well, how can you play football and go to the hospital with?
So I can go out in the fresh air. I'm alright when I'm out in the fresh air.
So what's the difference going to school with?
I'm in the classroom all day.
Well, what's the difference between being in the classroom or being in here all day?
I cough in here.
Well, you cough at school.
Yeah, and die.
Well, if you die, you die here on your own, won't you?
That's what I said before. I'll see with the hospital. Nan's coming over at 6.
Did she leave the advent calendars yesterday?
You booked in the hospital, not?
If you go to the hospital, you're going to be... I don't care about you going to the hospital, but all I think is important is you get out, you know, you get it out of work.
That's the idea of it. The thing is, we're all cold, it's not doing Vicky any good.
I ain't doing any of you. Keep coming, go ahead,
Look, come in and that's it. Stay in, do your own whatever. And then we'll not go and get the soup, because Dad's on late. We'll go to the hospital then. She's got Joan, Claire and the other Claire all going this afternoon.
Well, you can always find it.
Well, after 5 then, Well, Jill said she's staying there all day, and she's staying there till 9 o'clock tonight.
Jill, is she?
But you'd have to wait till then to come in.
Well, if I went, I wouldn't go until about plus 6, 7.
Yeah, in time you got home, you'd be about half past, not right?
I said to Jill, I'll see our dad, and she just said she'd tell, because I said, told you it would never arrive.
Wait, it's you, the grown up you.
But the idea of giving you that money is to get this homework.
You've been at work all week.
Exactly, that's why I said, hey, go and do your football.
We all have to make sacrifices.
But I wouldn't get it all done tonight anyway.
No. But at least you're in, out of the damp cold. It's so damp out there.
Probably be if when I come home or Mum come home and say, oh, we're doing work today, we ain't doing that, we ain't doing this. You'd have shit up to your kneecaps in there, wouldn't you? Never been washing, no ironing.
Vicky would love you even more if she ends up with
a
cold. And she's going to catch it. I caught it off you.
And I think I've got it coming.
I'm
not bleeding, look out.
Well, it is off you.
When you kiss me because you're so
excited. I said I might get a pair of jeans next week.
Same as
James's.
Well, you buy them. I'm not going to get you up with my jeans.
I see you kids coming.
I've got my
suit. I see he's getting nice for this top.
Yeah, but they would. You've got blue jeans, black jeans.
Do you want my opinion, Lee? If you leave your jeans possibly a week before Christmas, now people are buying. They won't put sales in. But I tell you what, but you'd be a week before Christmas if you'd paid these
firms. You could have got this double-breasted green suit over the market today for £45.
No, I bet that was really good.
Exactly.
Yeah, I bet.
Wasn't lined.
But you wait, I bet you a week before Christmas, if they've got stock, clothes and that will be slashed prices.
They are now,
won't they? No, but after Christmas they'll be even more. Because they know people are buying now because of Christmas.
It's going on, of course.
Yeah, but he ain't going to be wearing jeans out there, is he?
Yeah, that's what she said.
He's got 2 pairs of jeans.
Yeah.
Where's his moon boots in?
19 quid.
When's that woman coming to pick that tape up?
Find you.
Got a pair of work boots.
No, Cash and Carry do for $9.99.
But you ought to do your football, get yourself home here, have your dinner, have your bath or whatever, just get upstairs, sort that own work out, and a night in for football, and you get shot at that cold. You keep telling me, you're the opening your mind.
What was Tony's doing the other day?